It's Tuesday.
And now it's time again for your
favorite show.
It better be good.
Why? Why does it have to be?
Why would they keep tuning in?
Wouldn't tune in.
That wouldn't be a good thing for you.
And why is that?
Why? Why is that?
Because if you don't,
you'll miss it.
Miss what?
Greatest show ever.
It's the greatest show of all time.
On a Tuesday?
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Boom! It's showtime!
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yes, indeed. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Participate in today's poll question. Just, you know, having a little fun today because the only fireworks that I can find to ring in 2021, which I don't know if we actually want to do or not. No, we got to get rid of this. We got to get rid of this year. Is what are you planning on doing on New Year's Eve? 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by our friends over at Nissan of Carson City. Going over to my best friend's house as my husband is law enforcement, and they always work New Year's. Sleeping, have to work. Don't go out on big holidays. Partying with all my friends. I love it. Cuddling with my friends, Jack Daniels, Chippy, and Senor Hornitez. All right. Not a damn thing, I think, is getting the most votes right now. So thank you for participating in today's poll. Yesterday's poll question, should there be any trace of the, well, I didn't say it that way, but should the critical race theory curriculum be removed from all education outlets here in Nevada? 95% of those participating said yes. So thank you so much for participating in the poll. We love hearing from you.
Have you asked this one?
Let's get Jerry back on.
Here's a potential poll question is, does it make sense to borrow money, steal money from your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and give it to other, let's say, people, and in particular, people that don't like you?
Yeah, it's craziness. And they just passed that horrendous national defense spending bill.
Mm-hmm.
They overrode Trump on that. And the things in there have nothing to do with defense.
And that wasn't, this particular bill did not include $50 million more dollars on top of the $25 million previously for the Kennedy Center. I know that's not part of the bill, but, you know, that's one thing that
the Smithsonian got.
You know, I remember when Bill Clinton was president, and one thing that he wanted, and of course it could work against you at times, but line item veto sure makes a lot of sense sometimes, mm-hmm. as long as that person that's doing the veto of each line item is in sync with what you are thinking. But these Republicans, again, that I think I'll make a pact. I'll go on the air right now, Monica, right now, and say I will never again vote for a Republican who votes for a spending bill that includes money for public broadcasting and money for Planned Parenthood. They don't deserve the money. They're not government entities where automatically they get an increase every single year. How stupid is that to not take a look at that? Now, Trump threatened, but he did not do. He threatened to pull money from public broadcasting, but never did. Over $500 million every single year. So, maybe a question, does it make sense for the poll? Does it make sense to borrow money to give to people that don't like you? Just to get back to some of the voter fraud issues.
Can I say one thing on that?
No, you're pretty much done. Just sit there and listen.
Because somebody who is coming up through the ranks that people love is Dan Crenshaw. And he went on into social media and put out a video of why, you know, he voted for all of this and said that all of this money was already in the State Department's budget and is supposed to be there. So that's why he voted for it. Here's an even better question. Then why is that money in the State Department's budget? get it out of there.
Right. They always seem to start drinking something or eating something or whatever they do back in Washington, D.C. in the Beltway, just like Alan West. I think Alan West is the last, I think he's maybe the last Republican I ever donated money to. And this is, of course, after telling myself twice before that I'd never again donate money to any. So I never give a dime to any Republican candidate, and certainly not any other candidates. I wish the American Independent Party would.
Well, I know you're not to ask now.
Well, Alan, yeah. Yeah, that pretty much mark that off your list. As you make your list of people to call, that would be a no. Alan West. So donated money to him. He won his seat in Florida. And then one of the first things he did was, along with all the other Republicans, voted to increase the deficit. And I thought, well, there's got to be somebody that's principled enough to say it doesn't make sense to print or borrow money from your grandchildren to do something that's not exactly necessary, especially when you never cut. There are just...
Yeah, when there's money out there for gender studies and studying the sexual habits of frogs and, you know, why trees are, you know, leaves are green, then...
There was a study, this goes back to, I remember when John McCain was alive. There was this, I don't know how much money went toward it. I did a whole list once of all the, there was even a study to, or a some sort of a training program to teach barbershop singing. There was a study to find out why lesbians were unhappy. I kid you not. Think of something just as far-fetched and stupid and ignorant and whatever that you can think of. And believe it or not, you and I have paid for it thanks to our fantastic federal government. The government on just about any level, let me just qualify that and correct that. The government on any level makes crap out of everything they do. So, just to go back to the voter fraud thing again, a lot of people, self-included, saw the video of the Georgia poll workers pulling suitcases out from under the tables, right? And you stopped at that point and you said, that's voter fraud, pulling ballots out. Well, if you check and read more into it and ask questions, my first question would say, well, who are those people? If they did something that was fraudulent or broke the law, were they arrested? Were they charged with any crime? Were they even questioned? And the answer to all those is no, because, again, Georgia, which is run by a governor, or the governor of Georgia, which his first name is Brian, and we've seen what governors with the first name of Brian who get it automatically changed by some people to Bernie when you start spending that money, how well they do. But again, Georgia has an attorney general who's a Republican, Chris Carr, and Governor Brian Kemp. There was no fraud committed, according to all of them. Do some reading on it. It's a foregone conclusion. We do have this situation where... who is it? What's the guy from Texas? I always want to call him Gomer Pyle, not to be derogatory to him. Come on. You know the guy I'm thinking of.
In Texas. A senator?
Congressman from Texas, bald-headed guy. Anyway, he and the other four or five other congresspeople that are suing Mike Pence. I was just down at Bob Shell in Carson City, and he asked, thinking there's a chance, but it is a 0.9% chance that anything is going to happen. It's a foregone conclusion. Joe Biden, I think people should be taking bets or guessing as to who she will appoint as her vice president when and if Mr. Biden either retires or goes away or is not healthy enough. Or is simply removed by the Democrat Party. I think it's Cory Booker. What do you think? I think she picks Cory Booker. Here's another question.
You think it's going to be Booker?
I think Cory Booker or Stacey Abrams.
I'm thinking Stacey Abrams is wrangling for something.
Okay, here's another question to ask yourself and ponder a bit as we head into the new year. Besides who Kamala Harris will pick, or maybe how long Joe Biden will serve as president, here's a question I wish somebody out there maybe would know this. Normally at this time, Congress and the Senate is on Christmas vacation, and there are appointments made by the president. He can, without getting confirmation or approval by the Senate, he can appoint cabinet members during a recess. Are they going to go into a New Year's recess? I'm kind of thinking they're not going to because of January 6th coming up. But could he appoint a temporary attorney general who could then appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden? I don't think it's going to happen, but wouldn't it be nice if it did? And certainly if I were president, that's what I'd be doing. But so that's a question.
But do they have to do that with Durham? Because he is a special prosecutor. I thought he could go after anything.
Durham is, he was tasked by who? That great,
Bill Barr.
Another great, fantastic attorney general appointment by President Trump, who did nothing for 2 years and ran out the clock for 2 years. He appointed Durham. And what did Durham say about 2 months before the election? He wasn't going to release his report because he didn't want it to influence the election. As in, and we posed that scenario, is let's say that there is enough corruption and crime for Joe Biden to have to resign or be impeached. Well, Bill Barr, you just gave us a Joe Biden presidency because we know how many people, again, I don't put any stock into polls, but how many people said they would have changed their vote had they known more about, and whose fault is that you don't know more about Joe Biden and the corrupt Biden family and Hunter Biden? So, if anything, we should have been able to know this because we're paying for that jackball's investigation, in quotation marks. Did you see those?
Mm-hmm. I could hear them.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so what's done is done. It's going to be an interesting year next year. And for those that say it couldn't get any worse, you just wait and see. And listen and see.
I look at it as all smoke and mirrors and distraction.
To distract us from what?
That's the big question.
Might be getting screwed by our federal government and state government?
They're always distracting us from something.
Yeah. Oh, you just know, wait, man. You thought that you were a worthless piece of white trash before Joe Biden and Kamala Harris got elected. You just wait. And thank God for my grandchildren not going to public school. Man, what is going to be crammed down their throats is already starting. Yep. And of course, in our neighboring state here in San Diego, you just wait. You're going to probably given, if you're white, and probably if you work for a living, you'll probably be given a suicide kit, which will be mandatory for people that really do get a real glimpse into just how bad they are because of the color of their skin or their political beliefs.
That's why we had yesterday's poll question from the lawsuit down in Las Vegas.
Fill me in.
A family is suing the Las Vegas Clark County School District because of the leftist indoctrination of the, critical race theory, because he was being intimidated. His father, who passed away, is white, and his mother is black.
That's right. That's right. I glimpsed at that story.
Yeah. So, it's already being shoved down the kids' throats that kids from mixed race families are already being, told that half of their family is oppressive and are horrible, evil people.
Makes you wonder what kind of person would actually do that if tasked with that by the education system of Nevada or any state, that you would actually think that that would be a good idea, or that that would be what you should be teaching children, as opposed to maybe teaching them how to read, maybe teaching them how to write, maybe
how
even a little math.
How exciting and fascinating science is.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, listen, well, you've got a show to do, and I've got a business to run, and things to do, people to see. I'm a busy man, Monica.
I know you are. Yeah. I know you are.
Actually,
thank
I'm going to
so
go
much.
Home and feed my chickens and hopefully have a burn day so I can burn some brush.
All right. Sounds good. That's what America is all about. You know, taking care of the house, the family, the land, the food. That's what we need to be focusing on. Jerry Evans, thank you so much for joining me and for those thought-provoking comments as well. I already had a few people emailing in. Didn't think about it that way. So you made a difference. We'll be back after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Did you know for just about $19 a month, you can help a radio DJ receive the food, shelter, and a pair of headphones they so desperately need? Donate now and you'll also receive a photo of the DJ you're adopting, along with a bumper sticker from the radio station. If we get enough donations, they'll be able to make rent, eat something unhealthy, and maybe even update their demo reel. 'Cause, you know, the radio business. Won't you please help a radio DJ today?
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1,
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And let's and share them. Share. Hey, I just received an email here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, sent to the Monica Jay Show at Monica at 991fmtalk.com, heard me talking about the big welcome home that is being put together at Glen Eagles, 3700 North Carson Street, for 12 o'clock. So you've still got about 32 minutes to get down there, because Sergeant John Lenz motorcade, because he is being escorted by all of the different law enforcement agencies that we have around. He is being escorted back home from Reno after just a traumatic experience, being shot three times. Douglas County actually released the video footage from the body cam, if you want to check that out. But he took a just, boy, talk about fate. Literally, just the minutest amount, one way or another. If that bullet had hit his carotid artery, we would not be celebrating him coming home. We would be mourning the loss. So that's how close it was. Such a huge part of the community, not only in Douglas County, but in Washoe County and all of Northern Nevada, especially for the music that he brings through the Reno Philharmonic. You know, they haven't been able to perform and make their, you know, wages, or not wages, but, you know, the money that they bring in to sustain the organization and keep it going. So how about this? How about if you can't get down to Glen Eagles today and wave flags, signs, banners, how about making a donation in Sergeant Lenz's name to the Reno Philharmonic that he is such a huge, huge part of? He plays the cello so beautifully. I posted that on my Facebook page. Him playing Carol of the Bells, one of my all-time favorites, but just to watch him with his cello and play that, it just, it blew me away. So if you can't make it down, at least think about making a donation in Sergeant Lenz's name to the Reno Philharmonic. But it's going to be such a blessing to see that motorcade and caravan go by and know that he's recovering and he's going home from the hospital today. So that's it. 12 o'clock, between 12 and 12:30, that's when they expect the motorcade to go by. So head on over to Glen Eagles, 3700 North Carson Street. Some of the things that we've been talking about COVID and the CDC changing their mask requirements, I'll bring you a little bit more on that, but I just got this from Debbie. And hi, Monica. Do you still feel Trump has a chance to stay president? On your show, it sounds as if you are changing the feel of the show to Biden winning. Am I right or missing something? Yeah, you're missing something big, Debbie. And that is my boss was talking. Jerry Evans was talking. Not me. We differ highly on this, and I trust I don't trust Bill Barr all that much. I don't trust Durham because again, they worked as well in the Bush administration and the Bushes are corrupt. You know, Trump is an outsider and he is bringing with him people that I would put my faith and confidence in more than I would in the other side. Because truth always comes out. In the end, it might be too late. You know, I mean, we're still prosecuting 2016 cases of voter fraud. That's how long it takes. That's how much they drag their feet. And Jerry is right. Bill Barr and Durham, they've dragged their feet and they've done things that I don't believe in. But I also believe in the ability for them to manipulate things and let the left believe they're winning when actually they're not. I believe in General Michael Flynn. I believe in Sidney Powell. I believe in Lynn Wood. I don't care if he donated to the Clintons and Obama. That was then. Now he's, you know, fighting for Trump and donating to Trump. And so I believe that before January 6th, this is all going to come to light. A lot of things that I said were going to happen have happened, but we all have our different sources. So for me, Debbie, Trump will continue to be president in 2021 and for the next 4 years. So we just have to wait it out. Take a deep breath if you can and just wait it out and keep watching. Keep watching the manipulation. All right, we'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Woo, there's the poll question for tomorrow. Boeing 737 back in the air after 2 years. That big old Max. Might have to ask if you would feel comfortable getting on one. But that's not today's poll question. Today's poll question, as we go to the internet at 991fmtalk.com, is what are you doing for New Year's? Churchill County looks like the only place that we're going to see some fireworks. Maybe Virginia City, but I haven't heard that yet. We know we're not going to see them around here unless they're illegal ones, which, by the way, we did see a lot of on the 4th of July when they said no fireworks. So I am sure there will be some popping up around. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for bringing us today's poll question. What are you going to do for New Year's? What are you going to do? So far, it looks as though 66.67% are saying not a damn thing. Cuddling with my friends, Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, Senor Hornitas. That's getting the second largest votes, which is pretty funny. That I absolutely love that. And it looks as though that's got a good percentage. So yesterday's poll question, should the critical race theory be basically thrown out of all Nevada education outlets? 95% of those participating said yes. Well, if you're saying yes, you need to be hammering all of the school board trustees, all of the superintendents, all of the deputy superintendents. We're not going to stand for this. We're not going to stand for it. Again, if you want to welcome home Sergeant John Lenz, he is traveling from Reno to home in Douglas County after being shot 3 times. I am looking to, somebody asked me what happened to the, you know, to the POS that actually shot him. I'm trying to find that out. Before 12 o'clock, so you still got about 20 minutes, Glen Eagles. Love to see you there. Flags, signs, banners. Welcome the sergeant home. Huge motorcade coming through. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Check in with Gene this morning. Gene's been waiting for a few. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, good morning, Monica. You know, I was listening to the broadcast earlier. I wasn't aware of this procession bringing Officer Lenz back from Reno. And one of the things we talk about every morning is we talk about how the complicity of the mainstream media in all things liberal and all things that lead to abhorrent situations like what has happened with the sheriff's deputy. We have another instance of a parolee, whether they're on ICE detainer or a detainer of some kind, or they've actually committed the offense of assault on a policeman with a deadly weapon, as this suspect did. And there he was, let loose early with a 4-year conviction, left it out into the general population to come over to Nevada and start shooting at our sheriff's deputies. And one of the things we haven't seen from the national media is exposure of this case, like they've exposed other cases where California has been the leader in releasing felons back into our communities to do harm to us.
But they are more than happy to point out the fact that law-abiding citizens are being arrested and put in jail. They love pointing that out because they're basically saying, follow the rules or you go to jail, follow the rules that they put in place. Yet the criminals that are true criminals are being set free in a lot of counties, not just California, also Oregon, Washington, New York, Georgia. Huh. What does that follow, Gene? Democrat-controlled states once again.
Well, there is a pattern to that, but in particular with California, with the highway patrolman who was shot just less than 2 years ago in Stockton on a routine traffic intervention with someone had an ICE detainer for domestic violence, got out of the car and shot a highway patrolman there in Stockton. But the point being is the withholding of this information by the national media and only spotlighting incidents of police shootings where there may have been some dubious conduct by police. So we do have the national media complicit in all this. And I want to tell you what I have done this morning in response to this. I have called NBC News, National Bureau in Washington, D.C., to get them contact their affiliate here in Reno, Channel 4, to get them to cover this procession today on their nightly news broadcast and expose to the country the outcome, the abhorrent situation here where another felon who has served 0 sentence for assaulting a police officer with a deadly weapon was let loose back into our community to shoot our own peace officers, and that needs to be exposed to the national media. So I'm hoping NBC will follow up today in getting with the Channel 4 affiliate and covering all this finally and putting a spotlight on it nationally where it needs to be.
Good luck with that. I hope that actually happens because, again, Gene, national media, they don't want it out there. And they're the ones that get to choose. That's why we have to share the information, you and me, Gene. Gene, thank you so much for calling. And thank you for doing that. Thank you for taking that upon. That's what you do. Stop asking me what you do. Do something. Do whatever you can. Get on the phone. Get on your emails. Get on, you know, social media. Do whatever you can. Let's go to our next call, Nora. Nora wants to talk about rallies.
Yeah. Hi, Monica. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing fabulous. I'm back home and loving every minute of it.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I'm glad you're doing all right. Yeah, I was wondering if they were still having the rally this Saturday.
Yes. Actually, this crew is determined. The size of the rallies go up and down. I'm not able to attend this Saturday, but there is going to be a rally Saturday. But
yeah,
if
and on
you,
the 6th also?
Yes. Thank you for saying that. The 6th, we need to get, people need to take the day off. People need to, don't even worry about who's watching the kids. Bring the kids with you. January 6th, if you can't make it to Washington, D.C., then please come to the Carson City State Capitol of Nevada and show your support. Stop the steal. Support President Trump. Of course, you know, January 6th is the big day for the electors.
Yep.
So, Nora, I hope I see you there. I'm trying to work things
definitely.
Out. I think I'm going to do my show from there. On that day, if it's not, you know, storming, just pack it up.
I went there last Saturday. I was at that one also. I've enjoyed doing these, and I plan on going on the one coming this Saturday and on the 6th. And I loved it. I tell you, I'm 70 young. Nothing stops me. But I'm like you. I support my president, my country, and everything. And, you know, I'm not going to give up on Trump. And he needs all the support, you know, he can get. And people need to grow a pair of ears or whatever it takes to get out there. I always thought I'd be nice about that. And if you're going to be a Republican, stand tall as Republican. Those that wither are turncoats.
That's right.
They do not have what it takes. You either support and love your country or you want communism. But we're either way, we're going to be fighting one way or the other. And
exactly.
I'm like you. I put it in God's hands and I'm going to do my footwork. And I've got my daughter involved on going on the computer and hearing the things that you have to say. She lives in Florida and there's things going on she had no idea about. So.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm trying to get everybody involved to come down there. We need all the support we can get.
Nora, God bless you. Thank you so much.
If That's... you're crying, you're lying.
If you're with Biden, you're lying too. So, Nora,
that was going to be my next remark.
God bless. God bless, Nora. Thank you so much. And that's what we need to do is it's not only showing support for the president, but it's showing support for each other. It's listening to others talk and know that you're not alone, that you have faith, you believe, and there's some other conversations going on as well. But I won't bring that up. Let's go to DA. DA's on the line and wants to talk about church in Dayton. What's up there? Are we talking about it's open and they won the lawsuit?
I absolutely want to talk about something good. So, I want to preface this by reminding you, Monica, that I'm an independent politically, but I'm also an independent religiously. I'm of no Orthodox religion of any kind. I would say, in fact, that the closest thing I come to religious activity is my support of the Constitution throughout my lifetime, and in particular, the First Amendment. Because if you can't talk about and write about the other
rights we have, then they are useless. We have to be able to talk to each other about those things. When I heard a few days ago, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who broke it for me, the news that the Calvary Church in Dayton had won their case in circuit court, it slowly dawned on me, oh my gosh, that's the heart of the state. And I did not know the state could have a heart, because I've lived in Reno for 14 years, which is one of the most condensed and corrupt places in the United States. Most people mm-hmm. don't know that. But this is
it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing thing, because if you look at the motto of this state, it's battle born. And this is revealed to us that these people of this church understood finally, no, we have to fight. You know, we are given this tool. This Constitution is for us, but we have to use it, and we have to fight. Mm-hmm. And we've saved our church and our ability to assembled together peaceably, and we fought for it and we won it. And that is the heart of this state, and I didn't know this state had one, but it developed. It showed this year. It's an amazing thing. It's a gift. It's God-given. And I think everybody needs to look at that and go, wow, wow.
Well,
we are the example.
It really makes it stand up, too, because it makes you wonder about what's going on in the other states, because after we won in Dayton, they lost in California. It just shows how different the different district judges are, the different federal judges are, the different Supreme Court judges are, that they are not going by the basic premise of the Constitution. There is no reason in California why those churches were denied.
Yeah, no, I want to say this about this year. One of the most amazing things for me personally is to see the sheer variety across the United States, from county to county, state to state, town by town, who decided, no, we're not going to go by a mandate. We're going to stick to the law. We're not going to violate people's civil mm-hmm. rights. And mm-hmm. that should give us all some hope that we should try, if we're not going to lose too much, we should try to take a thing to court and see if we can do what Dayton did. Because I know it's a big risk for a lot of us. I've won in court 50% of the time that I've taken something. And so losing, you have to consider that before you go to court. Can I lose what I might lose?
Yeah.
But if you see a thing like Dayton, you know it's possible. In this country right now, there's no set thing where everybody was mandated to wear masks and shelter in place. It went place by place, and that's the hope we have. That's
the hope we have with White Pine County, you know, passing the resolution to nullify everything that Sisolak put out there. And now other counties abiding by that and trying to create their own, even using the same resolutions, because there again, people using the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, for their benefit to get out of this tyranny. So, DA, thank you for bringing this up and for doing what you do in suing when you see the wrongs. I mean, it's come out that we are a litigious society, and it's just gotten out of hand with, ooh, I got burned by coffee. Imagine that. And it's diminishing the big wins when we do sue, like the church in Dayton, the Calvary Church. I mean, we focus on the silliness of everybody bringing a lawsuit, and you bypass the stuff that is so important just to the fundamentals of this country. So, DA,
well,
thank you.
There are frivolous things, absolutely, but people have to use a good long assessment of their situation
yeah.
and listen to, you know, other people who have tried the same thing, see how they did before they even step into it. How did other people do? Which, again, to your point, Monica, people need to do their homework. Just start reading on the internet. A lot of things are there for you to fact check and get really accurate from a source. Not going through corporate media to get your news, but go to the source of it.
DA, I gotta cut you off. I gotta actually wrap up the show, but that is the perfect way to wrap it up. Thank you so much for calling and making those points. We'll be back right after this to say goodbye.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. McConnell is blocking the vote on $2,000 checks. Says there may be a new package. You know what? Don't stress about it. Look to your own. Look to your community. Stop focusing on Washington, D.C. Because really, even when that stimulus money comes, it's not going to cover. It's not going to cover what you've lost. It's not going to cover what you need to get. Doesn't cover all the rent, the groceries, the utilities, the back rent. Focus on the here and now and what you're doing. There are a lot of people hiring. Post office is hiring. Do what you need to do to survive. And to hell with the rest of them. God bless. Thanks for being here today. You know I love you and I'm doing this for you. We have to stick together. I'll catch you tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1.